This episode of the Meme Factory podcast is sponsored by Simply Bitcoin. This is a Bitcoin-only daily show. Check them out at youtube.com/simplybitcoin. And we are sponsored by CryptoCloaks. CryptoCloaks strives for quality products and innovative solutions for your Bitcoin signing devices and Bitcoin nodes. Check out the Yellow Edition MK4 cold card case at CryptoCloaks.com. Enjoy the show.
Primal.net/Greg. I'm very happy about that.
Nice.
I changed from Amethyst and it's like way better.
Night and day, dude.
Subscribe.
Yeah.
Nothing like.
All right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Who is talking?
I'm talking.
Primal.net. Oh, sorry.
Uh-oh.
I changed from Amethyst and it's like way better.
Night and day.
I'm hearing myself, man. Like,
all right. Welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Who is talking?
What?
All right. So, welcome, everybody. Welcome.
Someone mute Roe.
Meme Factory stream test. Hang on. I'll get him. This is episode 122. And this evening, we're joined by none other than one of our own, Big Sean Harris. Say hi, bud.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Sean.
Hey, Becca. Just haven't seen you guys forever. Where have you guys been at?
Well, I'm excited to have you here, man.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yellow, I haven't seen you since this morning. Where have you been?
Doing stuff and things and people and streetlights.
You've been doing people for reasons?
Yeah, and sometimes. And streetlights.
You've been streetlights. I don't know how puppets do streetlights, but
well, he said things and stuff too. It makes me think he's over at Suscorp offices.
Is he Suscorp? Is Yellow Suscorp? Suscorp?
I don't know who runs that account, honestly.
I thought Sally did.
Everybody's Sally.
Yep.
So, Sean, for anybody watching this who may actually not know who you are, tell us.
My name is Sean Harris. I am the pencil from the Meme Factory. I guess that's funny and that's who I am. I don't make as many memes as what I used to. I wish I had more time. One day I will be back to living the dream, which is
MV.
What is that, Yellow? Are you already recording me?
No,
like somebody's watching a YouTube video and I just fed through.
Nope.
That was Yellow.
No, it wasn't me.
Yes, it was you.
It was Rob.
And you just pressed mute. No. And you got scared. You got scared and you pressed
mute. It was Rob. Pedro.
Because I've done it before too.
He did. He got scared and pressed mute. I saw it.
It was like, Rob.
And he was like, go. No, Rob's been muted this whole time.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was
Pedro. Wait, I have?
You were muted earlier, but it looks like yourself.
Yes.
All right, Sean. So I don't know if you've watched this show before, but one of the idiosyncrasies here is that our sponsors for the show have the guests read their ad copy. So in order for us to
get paid for this,
you don't get paid.
No. You get paid.
In test net sats is the contract, but payments are a transaction is made.
In Craig Wright sats.
Craig Wright. Yeah. More than test net, but As we move forward here, if you could check your signal, I sent over the ad copy. If you could rip through it and get those sats.
Okay. Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Hey, Big Sean Harris here. And this episode of the Meme Factory stream test is brought to you by... No, hold on. One more time. Hey, Big Sean Harris here. And this episode of the Meme Factory stream test is brought to you, along with some peace of mind, by Siesta Secure, the insurance solution for your Bitcoin holdings. We're living in uncertain times, and the last thing you want is to lose sleep over your digital assets. Here's why Siesta Secure is your go-to safety net. Do you hold your Bitcoin on platforms that are guaranteed to not be insolvent inside this fiscal year? At Siesta Secure, we pride ourselves on being a fortress of integrity and morality, with our moral compasses pointed as straight as not just one, but three arrows. triply secure. So while you're earning 5% at BlockFi on those 10 million sats, losers, you can ensure that earning potential for the low, low fee of $1,000 a month. Because at Siesta Secure, we believe in securing your Bitcoin one-to-one with what's in our company, Multisig. Your trust in us is backed by our integrity and the solid foundation of our assurance and hand-waving. Your prime trust in Siesta Secure will ensure you're never left in the dark. Our commitment to you is as steadfast as a magical mountain, and you can rest easily at night knowing your Coinbits will be there. Siesta Secure is the blanket of security that lets you dream big without fear. Choose Siesta Secure because your peace of mind is priceless, and your Bitcoin deserves to be earning interest freed from the bankmen. Ooh, that was tough. Sleep tight, knowing we've got you covered, probably.
Hey!
Yay!
Fantastic.
Nicely done. Thank you. Thank you.
That was awesome.
It's like he knows the premise.
Yeah, that's what happens when you lose Bitcoin at Coinbits and BlockFi.
Right. We tried to get all of the major failures in that one ad copy. I think we nailed most of them.
Yeah. Well, the good thing is now that the CIA can never come after me for my Bitcoin because I lost it already.
What are you going to do?
They have it.
Yeah.
You're ahead of the curve.
They already have my Bitcoin.
They have it.
Yellow, how long does it take to get Bitcoin back?
10 years.
Oh, dang.
And you get only 10 to 20%.
Okay.
11 years, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
So, Sean, I know you've been working a long, hard day. I hope you came hungry because what comes next is the sandwich menu. We need to take an order.
Yeah. Sean, I prepared a special sandwich for you today. There's no options. There's only one. And it's called the Victory Sammy. It is a extra tall, extra large sandwich we have here.
Whoa.
It's a celebratory sandwich for all of the votes for me. Thank you, everyone, and Sailor for beating Magoo. And so we have no fake meat or no fake votes in this sandwich. Wow. Salty ham with some aged cheese and shredded CIA files in here. And it's served with a shot of Magoo's tears. So it's extra large, extra tall, a plud Sammy for everyone.
Hey.
Like Sean's old haircut, actually.
Yeah.
That's it. Can you see the gingerness?
I can see it. It's nice.
Beautiful.
I can see it. So I like how when it's my turn on the meme factory, Becca just makes a sandwich for herself and not.
Yeah. That's how I roll right now.
So you can order that, or are you ordering off menu?
That's all I got today.
No, I'm not ordering off menu. We don't go see. Yeah. I was hoping to get offered at least Yellow's Don't Stop Believing marinated in Red Bull.
Nope, not today.
For 600. Okay.
It's 870 days at this point.
Yeah, I'm packing the Red Bulls for El Salvador. So, yeah.
Yeah, Yellow will have it to you in hand next week.
So, Becca, how does it feel to beat Magoo one-on-one in March Madness? That you beat Magoo. How does it feel?
It feels fantastic.
Back up so everybody understands the context here. So the Bitcoin Bugle has made a March Madness style racket.
Bugle. It's Bugle.
Bugle.
No. All right, Malacca. Now, the Bitcoin Bugle has a March Madness style bracket for prominent Bitcoiners on Twitter. It's been a lot of fun to see who's winning these popularity contests. So far today, I'm getting trounced by Pierre Rochard. But Becca pulled out the upset of the year this morning against Magoo. Can we break down how that happened? Because you were trailing by a significant margin with an hour to go.
Yeah, I was behind by about 5%. I worked tirelessly yesterday campaigning alongside my plebs, getting votes, because, you know, a vote for me was a vote for sandwiches and babies, and we need more of that in Bitcoin. We don't need any more macro. We don't need any more spaces, people, big personalities. Like, we don't need big little personalities. We don't need that. So,
okay. So says the girl who gets the win from Sailor.
I'm getting to that. And I woke up this morning, still behind 5%, you know, reaching out, and the lovely folks at the meme factory that doesn't exist, Yellow, Rusty, and all, worked some magic, and we got Sailor to endorse me and vote for me. And that just went rocket ship. And I pulled it out. We pulled it out and we beat Magoo by, I think the end was 54 to 46%. So the most votes in the bracket, I'm pretty sure. So yeah, plebs strong together.
You and Biden, most votes ever.
Yeah. Definitely not rigged. And the CIA had no involvement, okay?
Not at all.
No. It was fabulous.
I'm actually very upset with this result.
Yeah, well.
All right, so Sean, let's hop in the time machine, man. Let's go back 4 years.
Oh.
Let's go to inception. 4 years ago, we were either just starting lockdowns or about to get into them. Bitcoin had a dip down to about $6,000. It was less than that. I forget what the minimum was there.
$4,000.
$4,000. And then Anthony Pompliano himself was celebrating the halving party by cracking a beer by himself and chilling BlockFi.
That's me. Yeah.
How did that affect you?
It made me sad, and I was looking forward to. So let me paint that picture even more for you. The year is 2017, and I'm learning about this thing called Bitcoin and all these ICOs, and I don't buy any because I don't know what's going on. And then the year 2019 rolls around, and one day I see a tweet that says the Federal Reserve just printed billions of dollars. I can't remember how many, but billions of dollars today, and no one even knows about it. And so then I did more research on it, and that was like when the repo market was like broke, and that was the day that I realized that Bitcoin was better money than the dollar, because I knew that the dollar would print forever. And so I started buying Bitcoin. And then as I started to buy Bitcoin, because I'd been studying it, I was really excited for the halving. And I'd been watching the price of Bitcoin since 2017, and now it's 2019. I've been watching the price just go down and down and down and down and down from 20K. And I thought, oh, it's going to go back up. I didn't know much about the halving. I started studying more. And then I was like, oh, the halving is what causes this supply shortage. And then the price is going to pump again. So that just made me really easy about the halving, because I was like, okay, the volatility doesn't matter. And then I was getting excited for this once in a 4 year time event, and it came and it left, and no one even noticed. And all that Pomp did was crack open a beer on YouTube. So I was like, you know what? That was terrible. Like, this is the halving, and this is all we're doing for it. Like, we should do more. But what happens normally when you say we should do more? You just like hope someone will do more, and then no one does more. So then on one day we did the laser eyes, and I was like, oh, we could do the more. We could be the ones that do the halving party. So then we did the halving party, and now that's what we got coming up in 2024. And we're going to do this every 4 years, every 210,000 blocks. So I can't wait for the first one.
So, if I understood that correctly, we as Bitcoiners did a shitty job celebrating all of the previous halvings, And we're trying to create a platform for a much better, more enjoyment or liking and having funner part of the having. Is that right? Does that sound
what
good?
What are you saying now, right now?
I had a stroke. It was
fine. Oh, okay.
All right.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. Okay. It's more, my brain's more better now.
More better, funner, strategier.
All right. So let's talk about location. Why are you making me go to El Salvador?
First of all, because...
Yeah, Sean.
Because Greg didn't even have a passport yet, guys. Like, how did he not have a passport? First of all.
Because he lives in the best country in the earth.
Exactly. There we go. Yeah.
Americans don't need passport expired in 2017. I just didn't have a reason to get another one. I had little kids, man.
Okay. Yeah. You didn't have a buddy playing basketball in Spain. I didn't have a reason to get another one. Oh, yeah. You could have visited me.
You really
and the wife right and the kids could have visited me, and now I'm living in America again, and now you can't.
Are you really wondering, son, why a Florida man doesn't have a passport? Really?
Yeah, where's he gonna go? He's already seen alligators everywhere.
They're in my neighborhood. I have alligators in my neighborhood. It's great.
Okay, would you rather have alligators in your neighborhood or those huge Australian spiders on your walls?
Alligators.
Is that what they're called?
Alligators, yeah.
Yeah.
Huntsman spiders?
Yeah.
I think they're both kind of nicer than they are portrayed as.
No, there's
no alligators, swamp puppies.
How could you sleep with them? Like, imagine if there was like a spider on this wall. There's no way.
Yeah, they don't do anything to humans. They go after birds and stuff. Becca would love them for that pigeon problem.
My pigeon problem is solved now.
Yeah, but like, you can't be sleeping. And the spider crawls in your mouth, man. Like, alligators don't do that.
It's too big. It's too big to crawl in your mouth.
Yeah, they kill you.
It'll crawl on your face and it'll take an alligator.
They'll eat your face.
You'll wake up with no nose. It'll just bite your nose off.
Like Michael Jackson.
And take it and at his house.
It'll Michael Jackson you. The spider will Michael Jackson you. You want that, Greg? I don't think you want that.
I've lost track of what we're talking about here with the spiders.
Spiders,
okay.
Is Rusty spiders to the having party because he got Michael Jackson by a huntsman spider?
Okay.
Oh, yes.
A quick question for everyone: if a spider was at the size of an alligator, who would win?
A spider would win.
Exactly. Exactly.
But couldn't the alligator just bite the spider's legs off?
Exactly.
Yeah, but the spider will go like above the alligator with the long legs and just like start it. Yeah. Use the venom.
How's it going to get through the alligator's exterior shell? You know, you have to like slug shotgun shells at like a very specific point on its head to actually kill an alligator during hunting season.
Really? They got that time. They got armor. They got armor.
Like, you can't kill them with a 9mm pistol. Like, won't penetrate.
Yeah, that was in the 90s. Now with COVID and all that, they're very weak.
Yellow doesn't understand the difference between a shotgun and a 9mm. He's
pretty.
We have like Europeans.
We have like an alligator obesity pandemic actually going on. They're pretty unhealthy. They can die very easily now.
Yellow, are you allowed to have guns in Greece?
If you live in Crete only.
So no.
And if you're Russian in Crete, so
if you're
no,
Cretan,
no. Crete.
If you're
Cretan. Are people who live in Crete called Cretans?
Well, yeah, it's like the name of the island, so yeah.
That's a shame.
Like do people in Florida call Floridians? How do you call people in Florida?
Gotcha. So do you know what Cretan means?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
With an A. Parties, with an A.
Yellow does not know what Cretan means.
No.
Yeah, like
no. He told me he understood what it means.
The barbarian.
No,
he does not.
Type. The barbarian type.
No, Creed.
Wow. Definitely does not know.
Cretan. Yes, I know you. Cretan, don't touch me. Exactly.
All right, so let's circle back around. Why are you making me go to El Salvador, Sean?
Yeah.
Other than and this is a good point, Greg, that you brought up. Because I was like, you're not very sovereign if you don't have a passport. And then you're like, well,
Ooh.
I'm on the level above passports. I don't even need to have a passport. That's how sovereign
Well,
I
sir. No.
am. I'm so sovereign. All I need is my Bitcoin and my balls.
Can
And
still go to 50 different countries inside my own country.
those aren't countries, those are called estados. Those are called states.
And what is the United States? It's a what?
United
Hey,
Estados of
hey, right?
Americanos.
The more perfect union.
Ah, come on. Why El Salvador? Why am I going there? Why are you making me go there? Why are you making me drag this
Because,
out, too? You're gonna have to answer that too.
yeah, be serious for a second,
Yeah,
son.
Sean.
Okay. I gotta be serious with you,
Yeah.
fool. The reason why is because, as anyone who's watching this probably knows, Bitcoin is legal tender in El Salvador. It's the first country
What?
to
Really?
Bitcoin
No.
legal tender. It's funny, I actually did tell someone at work this today. I was like, I'm gonna be gone next week. They're like, why? I'm like, I'm going to El Salvador. Oh, why? Like, because Bitcoin is the first country, or El Salvador is the first country to make Bitcoin legal tender. And they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yes,
Don't
really.
they have huge spiders there, the size of alligators?
Don't they have volcanoes just filled with spiders there?
Imagine
There's
if it just
no
like shot
mountains there.
spiders out, like ash. There's like spiders just falling from the sky.
Sounds like my worst nightmare.
And
Very
because, and
dangerous.
here's another reason. I lived in Central America for 2 years. I love it there.
Okay.
I've been back twice now to El Salvador over the last couple of years, and I love it down there. I really do. I'm gonna be back again probably later on this year to El Salvador. So I really like it, and I wanted to do a halving party that I know that I would have fun at. So screw whatever else anyone else will have fun at. I'm just gonna make it something I'm gonna have fun at. And then I was like, well, I'm sure other people have fun there too, because I'm gonna have fun. So
Dude, I cannot wait to go and spend a month in El Salvador, closed up in my Airbnb. Really, it's gonna be fucking
yeah.
awesome. Like, I haven't booked an Airbnb in El Salvador before, and I can't wait. I hope they have a delivery that they deliver pupusas. That's all I need. And I'm good. Like, people will be calling me, you want to go see that volcano? I can see it from my bike, I mean.
All right, so let's talk a little bit of nuts and bolts of the folks that are going to come down, how they're going to achieve getting to the resort and getting in. Right, so I've flown down there, I fly into San Salvador, and I find myself 2 hours from the Royal Decameron, where this is being held. How the hell am I going to get there?
You could like call a taxi or something, or just book the shuttle from the airport, from the hotel. Actually, this is done a little bit on purpose because I want people to see a lot of El Salvador. And it's not done on purpose because I just wanted to pick the best resort for us to go to in El Salvador. And I went up and down the coast of El Salvador back in 2022. And this was the best one. So don't be coming and judging everything. Americans, we always judge stuff. Oh, this ain't, this isn't, yeah, well, this is the best that El Salvador has, and it's great, So come happy. It's gonna be a fun time. And I would say the way to do it is go to our fact page if you're looking up the shuttle. Just go to our fact page, bitcoinhalvingparty.com, hit the fact button, and 10th point down. I even got that memorized. The 10th point down will tell you how to get from the airport to the hotel. Take the Decameron Explorer. And if that doesn't work, then hit up our buddy, the Bit driver, Napoleon. Napoleon, he's getting a lot of people ready and he's got some taxis ready. Whatever time you arrive, he'll get a taxi for you. So come on down.
Can we just pause for a second? I just, Sean, but I like how you singled out Americans right there. How Americans are always judgy.
Yeah.
I don't think that's quite fair. I mean,
Okay,
European
English.
people, yeah. I mean, I only know like one European, and he's like, he's not even European for really. He's like, I don't know, Balkan or something, but he's really judgy. So.
Hey!
What's the
Turkish?
I'm not judgy, man. I'm demanding. Demanding.
But, yeah, diva.
He's so judgmental that he's going to go to El Salvador. He's going to stay in his room the whole time because he thinks he's better than the Salvadorans.
Ooh. Or no, I don't think that. Just like I think I'm better than everyone.
Did Sailor vote for you?
Oh!
Goddamn.
Right.
Sailor!
All right. So I get to El Salvador. I either get myself a taxi or I've called a shuttle or I'm using the Decameron Explorer. And we recommend the Decameron Explorer because not only does it get you to the hotel, it does your check-in for you.
Well, it doesn't do your check-in for you, but if you arrive before 3 p.m., which is check-in time, then you can get into the hotel. You have access to all the food, all the amenities, the pools, and then at 3 o'clock you can get your room. So, and if you don't want take the Decameron Explorer, you can and you take a taxi and you get there before. There's also like a $34 fee you can pay, and you can get in early too. So it's just the entry. You get the entry in. You don't want to be stuck in the line outside. That is the worst place to be, stuck in the line outside. You know, Greg lost his notes right now.
Oh, I didn't lose the notes. I was trying to share my screen. I want to make sure everybody could see this because I want to pull up the schedule and talk about what we've got going on. So on this first day here, it looks like we're starting strong with a toxic happy hour. How did that come about? How did we get these guys?
So these guys, you know, they're the toughest to get. But it is no Puppy, just Anders. Puppy's working.
Okay. So,
but it will be Anders. We got the Toxic Happy Hour starting off strong. And you know Anders. He's always willing to party and have a good time. He throws his own pleb party. So it'll be great to start us out. As we got a flat top being drawn. No, we have an F.
I think I know the next letters.
G.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's a six. He wrote a six. F-U-6, whatever that means. Now, after we go talk to happy hour, it looks like we've got Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert coming on. How did do we have any idea what they're going to talk about other than being the richest country on earth?
No, I mean, they might talk about like the Thucydides trap, you know. They might talk about
the what?
The Thucydides trap. You should know that one.
You're Greek.
With your Ottoman history.
Yeah. With your Ottoman history. They might talk about... okay. We got an arrowhead that ropes drawing now.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's an anchor. It's an anchor.
No, I think it's the pool at the Decameron is what I'm seeing here. It's a water slide.
Yeah. Water slide. But yeah, Max and Stacy. Actually, this is an interesting story. When I first was planning the having party, and I didn't really tell you guys much, I kind of, if anyone doesn't know, I kind of roped the whole meme factory into doing the having party, by the way.
Strong-armed.
Yeah. But it's worked out, I think.
Absolutely. And we're all happy about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super happy I can be there. Well, just kidding.
You could have.
It's my own fault.
It's not a fault. It's not.
Okay. Yeah.
But I hit up. I was trying to get a hold of Max.
You said bad.
Barry. But I didn't know them very well, so I actually got a hold of Greg Foss, and Greg Foss hooked me up with Max and Stacy, and then I met up with them when I got down to El Salvador back in the summer of 2022.
Awesome.
And I was like, guys, we're throwing a having party down here. I want you guys to be here. And you guys got to be here. And so they're like, yeah, we'll be there. And so I went out to lunch with them. It was fun. And so I'm really excited. I mean, they always bring some good energy. I remember the days I used to watch RT. This, it makes me think of Becca's I watched Becca's discovering, or I listened to Becca's discovering Bitcoin. That was really good. And she was talking, you were talking about how you listen to Max and Stacey on the RT.
All the time. Yeah.
All the I did the same thing. Yeah. There was like a year when I was like going down the Bitcoin rabbit hole and I couldn't wait to like watch their videos. They released like three a week.
Yes.
And they were just like a half an hour long. Perfect. Like the first 15 minutes would be just them two. And then they bring on a guest, maybe like Larry Lepard or someone, some gold bug. And then and Larry Lepard eventually got convinced. Not everyone did. But so Max and Stacey have done a lot for me. It's just like explaining a lot of the little things in Bitcoin along the way. So I was really happy that I could meet them and then that they're going to come to the halving party. So it'll be fun.
All right. So one of the things I didn't realize about Decameron is that it's pretty damn big. So you'll notice like on here, we've got Pergola Bar, Balam Restaurant, Amphitheater, Discotheque. Like how many different restaurants are at this place? Was it like six?
Four. As I'm eating, there's four restaurants. More better.
Well, Sean, very professional.
There's four restaurants, and there's two buffet cafeterias. And so,
can I have a golf cart?
You can. You just have to buy it while you're down there, and yes, then yeah, let the camera and let you bring it in.
Well, you can have anything you want. You can have anything you want. You can. And one of the cafeterias is a two-level cafeteria buffet, so that's pretty cool. And one isn't, but then there's four different restaurants. They're a la carte. Those are where the dinners are served, and like one is like a Mediterranean fusion, one is like a seafood, there's a steakhouse, and I can't remember what the fourth one was, but they're really good.
A pizzeria.
No, nothing. A pupusaria.
How many? We've got like one, two, three. We got three DJ sets. Who we have DJing for us?
We have Yellow. Yellow
DJ Khaled.
Who? It's just going to be one song, three different versions.
Yeah, Yellow is going to be DJing. Don't Stop Believing 3 days in a row. Unless we hit 100,000, right?
True.
And marketing. And we have local Salvadoran DJs that will be DJing for us. So each night. So we can't wait. It's gonna be good.
Nice. And then I see on the next day we're doing a nod to Barry here with proof of workout, beach run, walk, 100 push-ups. Probably not gonna see me at this one. But
yeah, me neither.
What
yeah,
about
yeah.
You, Sean? Are you coming in this one?
Dude, no, probably not. I'm the fattest I've been in maybe ever.
Sucks. Hashtag me too.
Yeah.
You got an excuse.
Hashtag me three.
I need to be there. I'll be there. I'll be huffing and puffing, but I'll be there at the workouts because
you're going to be at every single one of these events. Like, don't try, dude.
I can't wait for the rug pull with rope because I'm going to be wearing a referee jersey. I'm going to have my whistle that I'm going to be blowing. I can't wait for that one.
We know you love blowing whistles.
Is that what, it's not just whistles.
Oh.
So, I like the one that goes party. What are those party even? Greg, do you have the Thirsty Bith planned yet or what?
I have some ideas.
Because Dragon was talking about that today.
Yeah.
And he was like, does Greg know he's doing that? And I'm like, oh, he knows.
He knows. I'm ideating. So, I mean, I told you and you didn't believe me. I don't know any drinking games. So,
yeah. Well, I didn't know. I believed you. I didn't think that. I didn't originally think that. But then when you said it, I believed you.
Yeah. You know, Google drinking games, and I'm sure there's a whole list of them.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Google thing. Well, I'll make something fun for everybody. I'm not worried about that.
Greg, you may also have to speak about the halving, by the way.
Yeah, oh, I know. I've got three panels that I have to do some chatting on that I'm prepping for, as well as two games and a game show.
Oh, we're putting you to work.
Yeah, you guys are really making me work here on this vacation. It's kind of a, yeah, it'll be a good time. All right, so talk to me. Are you talking?
You cannot talk, like, Pedro.
A ref shirt and a whistle. Is that the Chad Olympics, the basketball shootout?
Yeah, well, yeah, the basketball shootout. We're gonna play knockout. We're gonna see who can beat me. We're gonna have some prizes there. We got what are they called? Open dimes for prizes for the basketball shootout, as well as the rug pull, as well as the thirsty bit. So we're gonna have some prizes and some fun things.
Not only that, we have people bringing surprises as well. Isn't BTC Sessions, Ben Perrin, isn't he bringing a few scavenger hunt sats?
Yeah, that's what I've been seeing. He loves bringing the scavenger hunt ones. I can't wait for that. We got some of those glasses from Crypto Cloaks that'll be coming. That'll be fun. I actually need those delivered. Those haven't been delivered yet. They've been shipped. I gotta check the delivery date.
I think we're using just-in-time shipping, so it should be just-in-time.
JIT, Greg, I didn't know you were a continuous improvement type of guy.
Not so much a CIT guy, more of a CRT guy. But let's talk about this film screening. What the heck is Stranded? What's a Dirty Coin Short here?
This is something that you're going to have to just wait and see, because I've never seen it before.
Fair enough. But
it's, at least from what I understand, it's a documentary on, coins that are dirty, right? Things that are just mined incorrect. No, I don't know what it's about. Honestly, I don't know, but it's going to be a good documentary. That's what I hear. So I'm excited to watch it.
Yeah, if it's Bitcoin oriented, it should be great.
Not necessarily. Have you ever seen an episode of the Meme Factory?
Is that a movie?
Yeah, maybe.
When I Google it, it doesn't. Nothing comes up.
We got to work on that search. Whatever, SEO, search engine
optimization. All right, so we've got Simply Bitcoin Live. That should be fun. So we've got Nico and Optimus setting up at a desk doing their thing. Are any of us going to be joining them for that or no?
We can. I told them to just go at it and have fun. Bring whoever they want to bring up on stage, just to have fun with it. So that's, and they're going to have a great time. They will have some fun with it. Nico and Opti go hard.
By the way, don't think I didn't notice that this night you've got me at 6 to 6:30 doing the Thirsty Biff drinking competition, then going right into the newly game show, probably hammered at that point, with my wife, which should be interesting. And then 20 minutes later, I've got the getting Sha-2-faced bar crawl. So, I don't know what you're trying to do to me that night, but I'm definitely...
Anything that is on that schedule, you're going to have to take that complaint up with Dragon, because we know it's Dragon that put that together.
Dragon, who couldn't make it tonight for convenient reasons.
For convenient reasons. But honestly, shout out to Dragon. He made my life a million times easier.
You made all of our lives a million times easier. So yeah, anybody who is watching who might be doing any type of event planning, Dragon BTC at @DragonBTC on Twitter.
Dragon Bitcoin. I think it's just Dragon Bitcoin.
It's just Dragon Bitcoin. All right.
Yeah.
Excellent professional event planner.
Great shout out.
Definitely endorse.
Yeah.
All right, so it looks like on Friday, last day of the event here, we're starting off with another piece of the event that I am definitely going to be skipping out on. I got a proof of workout right here. And then me primer Bitcoin. Am I saying that right? Like a wee me, or is it the me primer a Bitcoin? Like
what me primer a Bitcoin. Except we're in a Spanish-speaking country. So it's me primer Bitcoin. My first Bitcoin.
Nice.
John Dinehy, he's the guy who runs my first Bitcoin. They're really good. They do a graduation. They do a Bitcoin class for students in El Salvador where they get a certificate. They gotta be able to do a Bitcoin transaction on chain. They gotta be able to back up their seed, wipe their seed, restore the seed phrase, do those type of things. And then they have a graduation day where they go through and they prove to a mentor that they can actually do all those things. And then they graduate and get that certificate. So that's super cool.
All right. And then Berlin, El Salvador, showing what's possible with Bitcoin circular economies. That sounds awesome. Are we going to be showcasing any particular economies?
I don't know. This is each person that wants to speak, I kind of let them run it. And that's what's fun is that they're speaking. They're going to be surprising me a little bit too. So.
And then 11:45, you, me, and MTC, I think, are talking about the halving. That should be a fun talk.
Was it all three of us? Ooh, I didn't know we added MTC to that.
Well, he's on the schedule, so if he doesn't need to be on it, we should probably change it.
He is 11 until 11:45.
Not the schedule we're looking at, the private schedule for the Meme Factory that has all the information.
Oh, he might just be like
placeholder.
No, like there'll be one of us that will be saying, now next up is so and so.
Oh, the MC.
MTC, the MC.
Oh.
Oh.
Wait, say that again?
No.
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah,
I'm going to cut that and make a rap song out of it.
No.
No.
All right, so this is a film screen I'm very excited for. Maxi's Club is going to be showing their first episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
At the halving party?
Yeah. I don't know if it's... Honestly, I don't know if it's their first episode. If it's...
It is.
Yes, it is.
It's their first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. That's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's
going to be... Guys, go to Max's Club. Great little comic about Bitcoiners. And if you're...
And Yellow... You know, Yellow does a voiceover in that.
He's not the only one.
You too?
No. My voice is...
Yeah. Hey, Becca, do you do it?
Not good, apparently.
Yeah. I mean, you need to wait and see till next Friday, but yeah.
What?
There's a possibility.
No way. I didn't know that.
And maybe there's more.
Maybe there's more.
Broke. Maybe.
If Pedro is not in there, I'm going to be a little disappointed, honestly.
Pedro is playing the dad.
All right, so next we got a Chad Lipix rug pull with rope. Why is it the same thing but different? And then why are you not involved? What makes it rug pull here?
Rug pull. We're gonna do a rug pull competition because this is the Bitcoin halving party. It's not a conference.
I'm not accusing you of being a conference here. I'm just trying to understand what's happening at this particular time frame.
And what, really condescending, Greg.
This is not another Bitcoin conference, Greg. This is the Bitcoin halving party.
I already explained that. I understood that. And I'm still just trying to understand what's happening with the rug puller. It's just nobody. Are we having an event where none of us are going to be there? And then people are just going to gather? Is that what we're doing?
Rope, would you mind explaining this event, please?
Yes, I would mind, actually. Because, I mean, how do you explain a rug pull? You just, I mean, that takes away all the fun from a rug pull if I just tell you exactly how I'm going to rug pull you. I mean, as far as I know, just to make Sean happy, I know he's a little tired right now.
So there may or may not be a prize because the winner might just get rugged.
Maybe. Exactly. And there's going to be some rope involved, literally and figuratively.
Oh,
all right, that sounds fun. All right, hyperinflation in Venezuela with crypto bastardo. That sounds like an entertaining talk.
Yeah, that'd be a good one.
All things mining with the CoinDad Sapiente 77 and Jorkney 5. Two of those people I don't even know. What's going on with all things mining?
All things mining. It's gonna be it's pretty self-explanatory. You know, man. Gonna be talk about the Lightning Network. You know,
for mining.
No, it'll be about mining.
Oh yeah, it'll be Liquid, obviously.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Pedro's favorite.
Yes.
And then a self-custody workshop with BTC Sessions and Surfer Gym. Yeah. Those are always fun. Did somebody just cross out the pool slide? Like that would make it invisible? Is that what I'm seeing here on the screen?
It looks I'm trying to erase it.
Oh, I thought it was an anchor.
Is it? Is it an anchor?
Yeah,
I'm trying to erase it because it's a family show.
Sure it is. Sure it is. Amber App, Hodler's Way, Izzy is going to be giving the keynote speech.
Shout out.
Half an hour. Way to go, Izzy. And then Sunset Cigars and Scotch. Pretty self-explanatory, so I'm not going to go into anything on that one. Beacons on the Beach.
Yes.
Like it's going to be a surprise. Do I need to, are we talking about that at all? Or?
Yeah, let's talk about it.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Actually, I don't even know if MTC remembers this, but this is actually his idea. And this is something I'm pretty excited about. This is going to be a tradition that we'll do at every having party is write out we'll have people stand in and they'll spell out the number, if that's how you say it, or they'll write out the number 840,000. And we'll have a drone shot go above us and we'll all have our phones as our lights. And it'll spell out 840,000 for block height 840,000, which is when the halving happens. So, and then we'll get a really dope picture and a video of all that. And it'll be our little signal to the world of the halving. So it's going to be really fun.
All right. And then we've got another Don't Stop Believing with Yellow. Yellow, I'm curious, how are you going to do this live? Are you going to do it from your Airbnb, or are you going to be doing it on a stage? What's the deal here?
I really don't know, man.
This is a discoteca.
Yeah, a couple of sheets and a baseball bat, right, Yellow?
Yeah, I ordered from Labra some stuff, sheets and white sheets. Maybe I use them as a projector.
If you've got white sheets, you're eating something wrong, I think.
Yeah, you should probably see a doctor.
And I will have like a baseball bat too.
Whoa, okay.
I'm gonna smash something, maybe.
Nice.
I don't know.
Are Europeans allowed to have baseball bats?
They're probably called something. They're like cricket batons or something.
Yeah. What else? Yeah, I'm planning some stuff. They are all ideas I'm writing through 2 weeks now in my phone, so I haven't figured out how to, you know, structure it. So yeah, so as usual, I'm gonna wing it.
All right, even though we all know it's pre-recorded. So it's like you're gonna wind everybody up with Don't Stop Believing, then live music, pleb rock, deep meditation fused with electronics and rap with The Higher Low, Roger 9000, El Capitan Youth, and Tip NZ. That should be a blast. And then we're rolling that right into me and Rope giving some very serious awards.
Potatoes, right? Aren't you guys giving out potatoes
for the I don't know. I don't know how El Salvador works. Do they have potatoes available? I imagine they do.
Oh yeah, they got potatoes down there.
You can buy them locally, right?
That's just racist.
Yeah, you can buy a loaf of potatoes down there.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah. That's my favorite way to purchase.
A loaf of potatoes?
Yeah.
Did you get potato bread?
Yeah, potato bread, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anybody
you missed wait, you missed the best part.
Did I?
The end?
Everyone going home.
all
times and locations and content are subject to last minute change for no good reason. Any complaints? Tweet Greg's at
the orange party.
Huh? I thought the whole thing was
okay. It said, all right, so yeah. After the speech and wars, I see DJ set / orange party. Tell me, what are we doing?
Orange party. That is MTC and RD our friends from across the pond are planning the most exquisite party of this epoch called the Orange Party.
And is it going to be on mute the whole time?
I'm not getting dressed in orange.
Okay, well, I am. So bring something orange or yellow if you're yellow. And there's going to be a lot of fun
stuff. My hair count?
It's going to be, imagine, yeah, your hair does count, but bring something orange too. Because my hair count's probably wearing something orange. So make sure everyone brings some orange shirts or something. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be at the discotheque. It'll be, like, I don't want to break it. You know, I want people to experience this. So I'm not going to give it away. But this is going to be a party you're not going to want to miss out on. And after all, we are the having party. So we want to provide a really fun experience and fun party to cap off that last night. And that's what it'll be. So be a little surprised when you come for that one.
Did you say we are the having party?
Yeah. Like we're all Satoshi.
What is it? Michael Jackson show, man?
We're talking about spiders again.
What?
Yeah, the people.
I don't know. Yellow's talking about spiders again for some reason.
Oh.
All right. So anything planned?
Wait. Becca, from what are you drinking water from?
There used to be spaghetti sauce in here.
Okay. Glasses were invaded. No, you don't have to. You drink. It's like you're drinking.
It is glass.
Like,
no.
It's no. Like you're drinking moonshine or something.
Maybe I am.
Oh, no, you're not.
Lucas, baby's gonna come out like Greg. You don't want that, do you?
Oh, look at who the mother is.
Greg is like the poster child for fetal alcohol syndrome.
Ooh, you said that with my mom in the chat.
Ooh.
Yeah, you better watch it, Rope.
Yeah, you don't remember, you forget that Greg's a genius, Rope.
Okay, let's not be hyperbolic.
Hyperbolic.
All right, so I want to get to, do we have anything for people who are attending that they're going to be able to take home with them? Anything they're going to be happy about?
Maybe we do. If it makes it to El Salvador, we will have some things. Actually, we do. We're working with some Salvadoran vendors too that we've already seen a lot of stuff that they made. But yeah, we're gonna have some fun gift bags for everyone that's attending, and it's gonna be a lot of the things. I want people to just experience it. I want them to have fun. You know, expect to hang out with your fellow Bitcoiners. There's still so many people who don't know about Bitcoin. They have no clue what the halving is. They have no clue what the halving means.
I got that BitBoy.
BitBoy?
That's what you said, right? Not everybody knows about BitBoy.
Yeah, and Cassie. but not many people know about, they don't really understand Bitcoin. And my whole thing is, if you don't understand the halving, then you can't fully comprehend what Bitcoin is yet, because you don't know about mining. You don't know about the supply shock. You don't know about the scarcity. And so there's so many things that the halving points to. And so that's why we're going to celebrate it, because as we continue to celebrate it, it'll bring more and more awareness to what the halving is. And as people understand the halving, I truly believe this, as people understand the halving, they will understand Bitcoin a lot better. It just makes understanding Bitcoin is so much easier when you understand that the volatility doesn't matter because of the halving, that there's only one coin out there. It's called Bitcoin. There's no altcoins. There's so many things that make it better. So I hope that this continues to grow. And I really believe it will, because people are going to start celebrating the halving like we celebrate the Olympics, we celebrate the new year. It's going to be huge, and we get to do that because we're the meme factory and we did it first. So I'm happy about that.
We did. We did it first, didn't we?
Did first. And we're going to rock it.
So Rope's been super helpful tonight, so I figured I'd push the RD question over to him. Hey, Rope, if you know what, not even just the RD question. I think we need scores too, don't we?
Mm.
Hey, Rope, so,
I'll do the scores.
I'll do the scores. You do the RD.
Oh, wow. You know I was about to play that card, you son of a bitch.
I can't do the accent, man.
Yes, you can. Already... You literally the accent already. It's just.
Yeah, it's like. I cannot do a double accent.
Double accent.
All right, whatever, yellow. Whatever. Whatever. Whatever.
Okay. This is the scores. Yellow gets accent from you, no? Okay. Greg. Yeah, skip you. Okay. Greg gets a gallon of hydro carbons.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, a gallon of it.
A gallon. Nice.
Becca gets a Uno reverse card for Sailor. Yep, for the simping. Yep.
Nice.
Pedro gets a CD a used album from
CD
Wu-Tang Clan.
He did.
I don't know. Best hits. I don't know. Rob gets a nail trimmer on your fingers.
Thanks. I bite my nails, but I'll use it on my toes.
Yeah. And Sean, Big Sean Harris gets a reversed ladder. A reversed ladder.
A set of stairs.
Ladder.
Ladder, yeah. A reversed one. It's a ladder that you deploy it. And instead of going up, you're going down. And it's going to be very useful for you, I feel. Because, like, whenever we want to, nail something in the wall, you get a ladder. But you're already there. So your problem is to go lower. So what that ladder helps you do, I can go until tomorrow.
They're like a stool to, like, kneel on.
It's a reverse ladder that goes down.
Like an escalator.
That's it.
All right.
Nice.
It's time for the honorary Brit of the group to go, I guess.
And yellow gets the P number. It's 3.19.
P number?
I was moving to mute you.
But it's funny how you're laughing to the Greek guy when the correct term is P and not pi. But okay.
Oh, the Greek guy.
Okay.
Correct. It's actually pi. We took it from the Greeks and we made it anglicized.
Look, it's pi Fahrenheit feet football. All right?
Yeah, it's Bogle.
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 Greek. Sounds Greek to me.
All right, we're using up Rope's time here.
Okay. Good morning, mates. Audi here with me favorite questions. Sean Harris, if the meme factory did exist, and we all know it doesn't, which one of us would you like? Who would you retweet? Which one of us would you mute? And for bonus points, who would you zap?
Okay, wait, what were the questions again? Who do I like?
Stop it, Sean. Don't do this bit right now. Just answer the questions.
What was the question again? Wait, is this for me that I'm at? You guys asking this for me?
Sean, you know what to do.
You know how, like, most of our guests ask that question? Yeah. We go through it and they're like, wait, is this for me? I will like Marcus, I will mute RD because he's always on mute. I will retweet Pedro because no one has retweeted me more than him, retweet himself. And I will zap Rope because he needs the money.
Ooh.
Yeah. Go. Let's go.
All right, Sean, we're coming to the end here. Really appreciate you giving some time. So can you tell us where people can find you and where they can find the Having Party?
They can find me at the Having Party. And they can find the Having Party at BitcoinHavingParty.com. Yeah.
Before you go, son, we forgot to do another question that we do all the time. Yeah. And what are you doing in block height?
What block height is it?
I don't know.
You know what's crazy?
It'll be like block height 835,000 or something.
Yeah, I know. It sucks, but it's okay. It's kind of sad. It's like the end of an era.
Literally.
It's the beginning of something new.
We'll never ask the question, what are you doing at block height 840,000 ever again? It'll always be million from here on out.
Or you
just find you in a bit.
What were you doing at block height 840,000? Were you at the Having Party?
Yeah, were you or not? Like, what are you going to do at block height 1 point whatever million? Like, I can't do that math. 1.2.
Well, it's 840 plus 210, so 1,050,000.
What are you doing at block height 1,050,000? Ooh, we can still say 1,000.
Nice. All right. I want to thank
and
all.
That's the what it takes for someone to get excited.
Yeah.
Numbers are exciting, guys. They are exciting.
All right. I want to thank everyone for showing up and spending some time with us this evening. We know you could be doing anything else, literally. And the fact that you all come here to watch this and chat with us and or listen to us is heartwarming. We appreciate it. Thank you.
See you, El Salvador.
See you in El Salvador.
Roll us out. See you.